Good morning. It's 16 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock. You're listening to KCAW in Sitka. And in the studio with us this morning, with me, I should say, there's only one of me. There are two gentlemen, though, one from the Coast Guard, the operations officer, Pete Melnick. Good morning, Pete.
Morning.
Whoops, I guess I could turn your mic on there, couldn't I? And the volunteer captain for search and rescue with the fire department,
Lance Yours.
What a great name, I have to say. But we're not here to talk about names. We're here to talk about the fact that there's a training exercise going on this weekend.
Yes, we have a joint operational training exercise we're going to be conducting this weekend, Saturday, with the Sitka Search and Rescue Team and the Coast Guard.
And what's that going to look like, kind of, sort of?
Well, we're going to... We work together constantly on search and rescue missions, and we have put together an exercise to hike up Verstovia and get some experience working underneath the helicopter and working inside the helicopter, getting lower down from the helicopter, and just getting everybody the experience. And
so, when you hike up Verstovia on a in a training exercise, you're kind of you're beating it up the mountain. I don't imagine there's any laggards involved there.
Well, you definitely want to be in decent shape, no doubt.
Sure. Here, as part of the Coast Guard part of this, what's your involvement going to be?
Sure. We're going to launch a helicopter and take a couple members of the Sitka Mountain Rescue Team and lower them to, and it's actually an old aircraft crash site. There was an aircraft that crashed there a number of years ago. And we're going to make use of that tragedy and hopefully gain some knowledge out of it, do some comms training, expose the SMR members to hoisting operations in a mountain environment. And a lot of them have already done that, but it's good for our pilots as well to work with each other.
And how big is your search and rescue team now and mountain rescue? And
you know, Sitka is so great. We have a number of volunteers. We have right around 30 active volunteers right now, just in the fire department division of the search and rescue team. And we're always looking for more people who are interested in volunteering their time and coming down and training up and helping out when people need help.
What kind of things does a search and rescue person, like what kind of help would a person provide and what sort of training would they get?
You know, the search and rescue team has a number of different areas. You know, we have our guys that are like Hercules and could climb up the mountain super quick and climb into the top of Verstovia in really quick, just super good shape guys. And we have our, you know, guys that, you know, are boat operations, you know, for, you know, there's a lot of talent that we pull from our volunteers in their regular lives. You know, we have guys that could tear engines apart and build them blindfolded, and they, you know, born and raised on the water, and they could operate these boats. They know them, you know, all the waters really well. And then also we have folks that just like to work just in the operations center, working the radios, logistics, putting everything together, the planning, talking to, you know, friends and concerned family members or something about what's happening, you know, gathering information, and then just putting the team together. It's a real team environment there. So even if you don't like to be the person that's going to climb on top of the mountain really quick to go out and help, we still, you know, we have the operations center that you could get trained up in and
I see.
And actually work the
radios. So kind of something for almost everybody, anybody.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so if you're interested in volunteering,
you could get a helicopter ride once in a while.
Hey, man, yeah.
Oh, sign me up.
Right on.
Yeah. So, speaking of search and rescue and that kind of thing, it's springtime and we're all sort of coming out of hibernation and I hear lots of grinding on aluminum boats at the harbors and people getting ready to go fishing and people getting out to sport fishing and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yes.
So, the Coast Guard probably has some words of advice on that sort of thing.
You know, we do. Our office in Juneau asked me to pass along May 16th to the 22nd. We're a bit early here on this segment, but is National Safe Boating Week. So they are asking us to promote responsible boating. And they have a little memory aid to help you out, and it's called Pledge. And
we like that word around here, by
pledge,
the way.
Oh, there you go. That's right. In a public radio station. That's right. So it's a pledge, and P stands for plan. So let people know where you're going. File a float plan. You could do that at the Coast Guard office. You could do that with a friend or family. Sitka Mountain Rescue, the fire department.
The fire department, absolutely. Anytime, come on in and file out your plan. Just okay. Let somebody know where you're going. It's always a great idea, and we're always excited to get that information.
That's right, and it takes the searching out of search and rescue, which is always better.
Yeah. Like,
it's best to just be able to go right there. For the L life jackets, wear the appropriate gear, have a life jacket on. That always saves lives. Evaluate the weather, the water conditions, the climate, and the forecast, what's coming up. It may be nice now. In an hour or two, it may not be. And dry, and we encourage boating sober and being out in the environment with your full complement of intellect, not
designated driver.
Yeah, designated driver, right. Wearing the right gear, making sure your boat is up to speed, have vessel safety checks. The Coast Guard Auxiliary here will inspect your boat for free and provide you some recommendations on a way to get it up to snuff. And we encourage the use of EPIRBs. They make personal EPIRBs now that are relatively inexpensive, and you know, for $100, it could save your life.
Yeah, I think a lot of people use the little. I think it's called Spot.
That's
something.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Yep. Right. Yeah, those are becoming, and lots of folks have GPS and on their phones.
We've tracked survivors down with the use of the peeper. We can DF to it on our helicopter, vectorous ride in, land on the beach, hoist somebody down, come get you and bring you back.
Were you guys involved in the Chichikov Island? The gal that was wandered away from the lodge?
We sure were, yes. And that was a remarkable mission that our air crews went on. It was a state trooper case, as a matter of fact, and they asked for us to assist. But our crews dodged those snowstorms, went up there, found the woman in a riverbed, actually out of the search area. Our guys landed, swimmers waded across a river to come get her and brought her back. She was hypothermic in pretty bad shape, but we saved her life.
So that's just a day in the life of the Coast Guard.
Right? That's right.
Right,
that's
there. Right. Yeah, well, I know that many people share the opinion that the Coast Guard and search and rescue and the mountain rescue folks are just, all you folks are such an integral part of keeping people safe and alive here, because, you know, we're living on the edge a little bit.
I like the way the people of Sitka, I like the way we refer to, it's our Coast Guard. You know, it's not the Coast Guard, it's our Coast Guard.
It's our Coast Guard.
And I love that. I love it when I hear those, you know, I just hear it all the time. People don't refer to the Coast Guard as the Coast Guard, it's our Coast Guard. And I think that speaks highly of what these folks do and have done historically for us here in Sitka.
Well,
if
the
we're dishing out compliments,
yeah.
That everybody in the Coast Guard loves Sitka. You know, you can't, it's one of the most desirable units to get. Everyone fights to get up here, and it's challenging. It's professionally challenging, but it's a lovely place to live, and the community is so welcoming to us. So we really enjoy it.
So it sounds like I'm always surprised how many volunteers the search and rescue and the Sitka Mountain Rescue.
Fire department, too.
Fire department.
I mean, yes, absolutely. I mean, we have a lot of volunteers in our town.
And the Coast Guard Auxiliary, which is a volunteer organization as well.
It sure is. Yep. They have about a half a dozen members, and they're real active.
Yeah. So if folks want to get a hold of you for any reason, training or, you know, just to chat with you or file a plan when they're leaving town.
Just go down to your fire department and head on inside there, and there'll be somebody there to greet you.
All righty.
And the Coast Guard, just we're in the phone book, give a call. But best thing to do is just let someone responsible know. Let them know where you're going, where you're going to be, and when you plan on coming back.
Good advice.
Great.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in this morning. Lucky to have
you.
And let's see. I've got your names here. I've got to find them, though, my little piece of paper. Pete Melnick is the operations officer with the U.S. Coast Guard. And let me just ask quickly, what do you do as an operations officer, by the way?
Well, this is my second tour here. I'm a helicopter pilot there, so I go on missions. But mostly I manage the response the helicopter response for Southeast Alaska. So once a District 17, our Coast Guard office in Juneau, asks us to launch, our staff launches the helicopter, and myself manages all the day-to-day operations, the training, the actual rescue, that's what we do.
Okay, and also the search and rescue volunteer captain is in with us this morning, Lance Yours. Well, thanks, guys. And
thank you.
Really appreciate you coming in. Have a great day.